begin the current daf, Masechet Yevamos, daf Nun Zayin. Begin on the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, 6 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, our Mishnah told us about a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. And that was regarding when you have one of those women that are invalid to be married to a kohen, either Alman L'Kohen Gadol or Grusha V'Chalitza L'Kohen Hedjet, and they're just engaged. The machlokes was that, could it be, at least biblically, which that begins at the times of Kedushin, can this woman that's married to this kohen, although it's a forbidden relationship, since they didn't yet have Biyah yet, so it didn't create the woman into a Chalala, which would then automatically make her forbidden in Truma as a Chalala, in this state of Kedushin, would she be permitted to eat Truma from him or not? Reb Meir said not, as we explained, because she's anticipating, she's mishtameres for a Biyah Psula, for an intimacy which would then make her a Chalala, so even now she's not able to eat through this Kedushin. Whereas Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon held that not, that that since she didn't have that Biyah yet, and there is Kedushin which makes her Kinyan Kasboy, which that is the halacha of a wife eating the Truma of her husband, therefore they could. And although Reb Meir tried proving in the Brice that the Gemara quoted from a Kabbal Chaymer, if a permitted relationship between a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, and a woman that's permitted to him, whether it be a Bas Yisrael, Bas Kohen, that she cannot eat Truma, then all the more so here, where there's not Vera going on with this Kedushin, for sure not. Which Acham said that you can't prove it based on this Svar, which will come into relevance today's Dav, that they said no, because a non-Kohen has no authority at all to ever feed anyone Truma, whereas although in this forbidden relationship, they're not supposed to be married, but there is what's called Yeshli Lahacha B'Mokam Acher. That is, in another situation, where if he'd be married to a different woman, not a Grusha, or the Kohen Gadol, not a widow, then he would feed her Truma. So even here in this forbidden relationship, he could go ahead and feed her Truma. That brings us into the Gemara's current discussion. Amr B'Laza, Amr B'Aisha. He sets up the following case. Petsua Daka. The individual has a crushed testicles, which that in its own right makes a person, that man, forbidden to marry into the Kahal, to the assembly of the Jewish people. Can't marry a full-fledged Yisraelis. But more than just being a Petsua Daka, he's also a Kohen. Now, and that was Shekidish Bas Yisrael, and he got engaged to a regular Jewish woman. So that Reb Yishya says, "Banu l'machlekes Reb Meir, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon." That brings us to the machlekes in our Mishnah. How so? L'Reb Meir dam mishtameres labiyah pesula deiraisa loy achlo. According to the opinion of Reb Meir that we just said, that he says that if you're anticipating this engagement that you have is leading towards a cohabitation that is biblically forbidden, so hence even now that you didn't have that biyah yet, you just engaged would make you forbidden, as he said by the case of Kain Amon L'Kain Gadol or Grush L'Chalitza Kain Hedyet. So the same thing over here, Hatnami La'achla, in this case, she also would not be able to eat because a Petsua Daka, someone with crushed testicles, is forbidden to marry. A cohabitation in that way would make the woman a Chalala, because any forbidden relationship, which is what a Petsua Daka has with any Jewish woman, makes the woman into a Chalala, forbidden to Kahuna. So hence, that's what's called Mishtameris L'Biyah Pesula. So therefore, although she's engaged to him, and he's a kohen, she would be forbidden to have truma from him. Whereas L'Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon, to Amri, that they say in our Mishnah, Mishtameres L'Biyah Pesula D'Raisa Achlo, even what the cohabitation that you're anticipating through your engagement, looking forward towards the marriage, would be a bio that would make you invalid biblically, which would make you into a chalala, which is the case with a Petsua Daka. The Chacham say in our Mishnah, like by Grusha V'Chulitza Kohen Hedyet, that she could eat Truma, so therefore, we continue to talk about Nanzayim Meral, Hana Me'achla. In this case also, she would be able to eat because she's also just engaged, hence including Kinyi Kasboy. She was acquired by her husband's engagement, and biblically you eat. And when you have the bio, at a later point in time, that would make her into chalala, and then she wouldn't be able to, but at least until that point, she could eat Truma. That was what Reb Yishya was comparing for this case to the case of our Mishnah. Tosha Gemara asks, Mimai, how do you know to compare the two cases? Dilma ad kan l'ka'amri Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Hasan, maybe only in our Mishnah did they say by the case of Grusha v'chalitz l'kain hedyet, or Amal l'kain goda, that she could eat Truma when she's just engaged. That's Ela de Yesh l'hacha b'okam acher. That's because, as we explained in the Brisa and the previous daf, that because that Kohen can feed a Jewish woman Truma, if let's say the woman that he's marrying is not a Grusha, or the Kohen Gadol, if he wouldn't be marrying an Almana, as we said, that Svar, which is called Yesh l'hacha b'okam acher. Now, that's why, even now that he's marrying someone that is forbidden to him, a grusha or almana for a kohen gadol, so at least that she's still engaged, we wouldn't invalidate it based on mishta meres labi psula. Aval hacha, but regarding the case that you're describing, the ein la lahacha b'makom achar, where he can never feed any woman in any situation truma, because no woman is permitted to him, because he's a petzua daka, they can't marry a full-fledged Jewish woman. So lai, maybe over there, actually, they would agree that she would not be able to eat. Moreover, maybe you would answer and say that no, it is comparable. Because even the petzua daka, who is a kohen, he has a woman that he could feed truma. The bas gerim, maybe we'd be talking about the daughter of gerim, where, because you would say that what? The Kahal of Gerim, the assembly of converts to the Jewish people, are not called Kahal. I mean, the Torah says explicitly that Layava Ptsua Daka la Kahal Hashem, that someone that's a Ptsua Daka cannot marry to the Kahal. Now, but the orders of Gerim are not considered the Kehillah of the Jewish people. Hence, there is a woman that he's permitted to marry, and hence he would be feeding Har Truma. So therefore, you have the same element of Yesh La'achil B'makom Acher. So therefore, even any Bas Yisrael, he should also be able to feed Truma when they're just engaged. But that the Gemara says, but this was a question posed by Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yishe, which the Gemara will shortly quote, and that question was not resolved if a Kohen can go ahead and feed Bas Gerim Truma. And therefore, we don't know for sure if that's a Yesh La'achil B'makom Acher. So we're back to the question, how could Rabbi Yishe necessarily compare the two cases if there in our Mishnah there's Yesh La'achil B'makom Acher? Maybe there they hold that she could eat even though it's Mishnah Meres L'bi P'sula. But here, where there's a maybe, but we don't know for sure, because Bas Gerim is a question that was never resolved, and therefore where do we find that a P'tzua Daka has law Yesh La'achil B'makom Acher to say that even when he's engaged with someone that is forbidden to, that he would be able to feed Truma? So the Gemara gives two different answers for this question to say that Rabbi Yishai's comparison is correct. Itmar, it was said that Abaya Omar, he said that it's considered Yesh La'achil B'makom Acher because Ha'il Machila B'lo Yudah. Since he could feed a woman, even this Petzua Daka, if he's not intimate with her, as Rashi describes the case. If let's say a regular Kohen is married to a regular woman and she's eating Truma as any woman married to a Kohen is, now during the marriage, he becomes a Petzua Daka. His testicles become crushed, and then he's intimate with her. From that point on, she cannot eat truma. And the reason is, because by that relationship, she becomes a halala, because she's having intimacy with someone that she's forbidden to, because a betzua daka is layova b'kal Hashem. Now, however, if let's say he was not intimate with her, from that moment on when he became a betzua daka, so that the Mishnah in Perek Ha'aral, later on, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, it tells us that she could continue eating truma. Now, one thing that we see is that there is a petzua daka that's a kohen that is maich b'malkam achar in a situation where during his marriage he became petzua daka and he wasn't intimate with her yet. So therefore also we could say the same idea as we find in the Mishnah of Grusha v'chalitza kohen hedid, that even when there's a kedushin of an aver, when he's married to a bas Yisrael, even when he was always a petzua daka, that as long as he didn't make her into chalala, he can go ahead and feed her truma. Same idea as we find by Grusha v'chalitza kohen hedid. Rav Amar, he says a different answer for how is this Petzua Daka considered a Meichel B'makom Acher. He says, Hoyel Amachel Ba'avodah B'shev Chois V'Kananim. Since this kohen that's a Petzua Daka, you're right, he can't marry anybody, but he can feed his slaves and his non-Jewish maidservants, and therefore, since he's Meichel B'makom Acher, he feeds other people, so therefore that would apply that he would also enter the same Svara of the category of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that just like by Grusha v'chalitza kohen hedid, that since he's Meichel B'makom Acher, so then even if he's married someone that there's a sin in that marriage, but since there wasn't yet Nisuin, in the state of Kedushin, he can go ahead and feed her Truma, exactly like Rebbe Yishai had made the comparison. Now, on that the Gemara says, regarding these two answers the Gemara gave, why they didn't say like each other. So the Gemara says, Abaye lo amar k'rava, who said that since you could feed your servants, your slaves, so you see your Meichel B'makom Acher, it's because kinyan de'isha is mekinyan de'isha safinan. You could learn out an acquisition of marriage from that of marriage, which is how we find by, let's say, Grusha v'chalitza kohen hedid, where he can feed in another union of marriage, so therefore, even though this one he cannot, but he can go ahead and feed anyway. But the le'afinan kinyan de'isha is mekinyan de'avadim. You can't learn out an acquisition of marriage from the acquisition of slaves. You can't say that because you could feed your slaves, so therefore, even in this situation, it would be not like a non-Kayan who can never feed, and therefore here you'd be able to because that's not comparable. If there's no marriage that he could feed, so that essentially, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that would be considered like a non-Kayan and would not be able to feed in a situation of when there's a condition of an aver. Rabbi doesn't say like Abaya, who he said it's because there is a case of when you could feed when you became a tzedakah in the middle of marriage and you weren't intimate after that. It's because Shani Hashem Shekvar Achla. There it's different because when he was still healthy and they weren't crushed, then she was able to eat permitted the truma. So therefore, even though after it became a tzedakah, that's different because there was this point in time when she was able to eat. So the Gemara says Babaya, but he would say, you don't say such a svara to differentiate that, oh, because she, at one point she was able to eat, so therefore you could continue eating. It's not true. If petua daka, you see, could feed, so then it could feed. If it cannot, it cannot. And the reason is because the iloi temachi, because if you don't say like this, like Abai said, that you can't make such a differentiation, then rather that you would say like Rava, that you could say the svara of kvar achla, well, then bas yisrael, and this is lekoyin umiz techol, then a regular Jewish, non-Jewish, a non-Kohen Jewish woman that's married to a Kohen and then the Kohen dies, should be able to continue eating truma shekvar achla, because at one point during her marriage she was able to eat. And we know that's not the case. It's as long as the marriage or if there's children, but if not, she cannot. Obviously, you don't make such a svar l'chalik of shekvar achla. However, Rav would respond to that, and he'd say, no, there's a difference regarding what you're asking from the case of when she's married and then the husband dies. Because hasam paka kinyane, when the husband dies, it's more than just that there's no relationship on some level. It's that he's dead, so the whole kinyan is removed. So there, yes, you cannot continue eating truma. But hachaloi poka kinyane, over here, the kinyan is still here. In other words, by the case of the betzua daka, where there was a marriage, and then he became a betzua daka, and then he wasn't intimate anymore, there you will say such a svar shekva achla, and that's why you can't compare it to a regular betzua daka, is because that this marriage is still here, that can be maintained through this svar of kvar achla, whereas that stands in contrast to when he's dead, where there's no makinyan, and therefore there, you're right, she wouldn't be able to eat anymore based on the svar of shekvar achla. Now the Gemara goes back to one of the elements that we mentioned in the previous discussion. Gufa, it was taught that this was a question that Rabbi Yechon asked from Aisha, which we said wasn't resolved, and therefore we couldn't use that as a svara to say that a betzua daka is yesh lelechil b'makam achar, specifically in regards to bas geir, because that was an unresolved question. So therefore we had Abai and Rava who they gave places where it would be ma'echa makam achar, and therefore like Rabbi Yishe had said that it is comparable to say that the machlik is remeir and Elazar b'Shimon is the same as in our Mishnah, so regarding the case of betzua daka. So the question was as follows. Again, it's these two variables in one person. We have an individual that's a petsua daka, he's crushed testicles, and also he's a kohen. The case was talking about shenasa bas gerim, that married a daughter of converts. Now we have to keep in mind both of these variables regarding if a petsua daka in regards to a bas gerim and a kohen to a bas gerim. So the question is, ma sheikh lein b'truma. The question that Rabbi Yechon asked from Beishe was, can this kohen, who's married to this daughter of gerim, feed her truma? Because he's a kohen and he's married to her. So ishtek v'la omar lebelemiti. So Beishe was quiet and he didn't answer anything. L'saif, later, Asa Gavir Rabbi Achina, another great Talmud Chacham came, u'bayi minei and asked from Beishe milsachita a different question halacha, u'pashalei, and he answered him his question. U'manei, who was the other one? That was Rish Lakish. So omar Rabbi Yehuda nesil, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda nesil, said Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand. Atar b'yechna lav Gavir Rabbi, is Rabbi Yehuda not a great person? Why is it him you just ignored? And Rish Lakish's question, you did respond to. Samalei said, it's because he asked me something that doesn't have a resolution. In other words, I don't know how to explain it. It was a good question. I don't have the answer. Now, as Rashi tells us, now, the Gemara itself continues investigating this question that Rabbi Yechon had asked of Rabbi Isha until it resolves it at the end. But Rabbi Isha himself actually didn't resolve it, as the Gemara had said before, that this was a question that he didn't have an answer for. So the Gemara continues asking, Laman, exactly, according to whom was Rabbi Yechon asking this question in the halacha of Betzua Daka Kohen that marries a Bas Gerim if he can feed her truma or not? As the Gemara explains, Eli Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara will shortly explain what we mean by Rabbi Yehuda, then, and there's another variable here involved, where there's a Gemara later on in Perek Olam Daf Ayin Vav Maralf, where the Gemara has a question in the status of a Kayin that's a Betsua Daka, and where the specific question was, is he permitted to marry a Giyaris from converts or not? And essentially the question boiled down to was, does a Betsua Daka maintain his Kedusha, his sanctity, or not? Now, on that the Gemara says, either one of those options, if he has the Kedusha or not, either way, the question shouldn't be a question, no matter whose Tanoic opinion you're going in, as follows. Bein b'kedusha sekoi, whether the Kayin that's a Betsua Daka maintains his Kedusha, and therefore he maintains the sanctity of a Kayin, which thus he's forbidden in all the relationships that a Kayin is forbidden in, or bein lav b'kedusha sekoi, or whether it is that a Kayin that becomes a Betsua Daka, then he's not anymore the same stringent Kahanic laws as a regular Kayin. Hence, he wouldn't be forbidden to marry a woman that's generally deficient for a Kayin. For example, let's say the case of a Kiyiris. Either way, the Gemara tells us that this question of Yechina wouldn't pertain. And loy ochla, this bas game would not be eating truma. As follows. If the Kayin maintains his Kedusha, even when he becomes a Betsua Daka, this bas game would not be eating truma when he marries her. And the reason is, da'amamar. Because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is mentioned in Masechtas Kedushin, that he tells us, bas ger zachar, if there's a daughter to a male convert, that daughter actually has the status kebas chalal zachar, as the daughter of a male that's a chalal. Now, a daughter of a chalal is invalid for kahuna, as the Gemara tells us in Perek Asara Yuchsin. Now, since according to this side of that question, if he maintains his Kedusha or not, that he maintains his Kedusha, so therefore, this bas gerim would not be able to eat truma. And the reason is because since we're saying that a bas gerim is possible to this kohen, because although he's a Betsua Daka, but he maintains his sanctity of kohuna, so therefore, when they get married, he makes her a halala with that bia, and hence, she becomes forbidden in truma, even though she's married to a kohen. Now, ila b'kedusha sekai, and even if you say that the kohen does not maintain his sanctity, and that the bas gerim is not forbidden to the kohen because of his sanctity as a kohen, because he gets downgraded when he becomes a Betsua Daka. Even so, the Gemara tells us, still loyachla, that she would still not eat, and the reason is because a daughter of gerim is forbidden to the kohen, not because of his kahuna, but because he's a Betsua Daka, because a Betsua Daka is forbidden to marry into the kila, and the reason is because the Amrinon, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Kahal Gerim Ikri Kal. This is actually Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi in Perek Asara Yuchsin. And therefore, since that she's considered from the Kal of Yisrael, which Betsua Daka is forbidden to marry into Kal, so therefore that forbidden relationship, not the one of Bas Gerim to Kahuna, but of a Bas Gerim who is part of the Kal Yisrael, which is forbidden to Betsua Daka. So either way you look at it, when he marries her, he makes her a halala, which is forbidden in Truma. So either way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's not going to be eating Truma. So the question wouldn't pertain to Rabbi Yehuda. And if the question of Rabbi Yechim was to Rabbi Yehuda was in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, well, then there actually the answer would be the other way around. Whether he maintains his sanctity of kuna or not, she would eat truma either way. And as the Gemara explains, if he maintains his sanctity, she would eat. And the reason is the Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, as is mentioned in Masechtas Kedushin, says that afger shenasegiyaris, even a male convert that marries a female convert, and that this daughter is a daughter of two gerim, the daughter of gerim actually is valid for kohuna, even if both parents are gerim. So we don't care that even if he maintains his kedusha, that wouldn't be an invalidating problem to make her into halala, because a bas gerim is mutter in a kohen. And ila b'kedusha se koi ochla, even if you say that he does not maintain the sanctity, she'll still eat the Omar, because Rabbi Yisi says, Kahal Gerim Loi Ikri Kal. The Gerim are not considered part of the Kehillah of the Jewish people. Hence, the Issa Petsua Daka is not forbidden the Bas Gerim, so neither element of him will make her into Halala. Not the Kahuna part, and not the Petsua Daka part. Because regarding the Kahuna, a Bas Gerim is permitted, even if he has the Kedusha of Kahuna. And regarding the Petsua Daka element of him, is also not a problem, because a Petsua Daka is permitted in someone that's not in the Kahal, and Rabbi Yisi holds that Bas Gerim is not considered part of the Kahal Yisrael. So according to whom exactly was Rabbi Yochanan asking the question? Either one is obvious in either direction. So Elarav, the Gemara says, Aliba de Haitana. It was going according to the following Tana that Rabbi Yochanan was asking his question, and specifically in the case of where the mother was Jewish, although the way the question was phrased was Bas Gerim, it would mean actually that she's the Bas of a Ger, of a male convert, but the mother was a Jewish-born woman. It's not like within the Mishnah Masechet Bikur. The Mishnah tells Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Isha Bas Gerim, a woman, the son of converts, Loitina Silikona, is forbidden to marry a kohen, Achte Ima Yisrael, until her mother was born Jewish, then even if her father is a convert, she'll be permitted to marry into a kohen. Now, v'hachik mebolim, this was Rabbi Yochanan's question. When her mother is Jewish, kasheris mitais v'ba, what happens over here when the mother is a Yisraelis? We say that if both would be gerim, she'd be forbidden to marry a kohen. But when the mother is a Yisraelis, then even though her father is a ger, so she's a bas ger, then she's permitted. Is it that what, quote-unquote, according to this version of Rashi, is that there's two versions of Rashi, and that kashrus, validity gets added to her when her mother is a Jewish woman, hence she becomes fit for kahuna, even though there is no kedusha to this woman, this bas ger, if even though her mother is Jewish, to be considered part of the kahal, and therefore, even if he's a patsua daka, would be va'achla, that she would eat, and that would be called what's called memana shach, either way you look at it. Because even if he maintains his kedusha of kahuna, that's not a problem, because since her mother is Jewish, even though she's a bas of a ger, she's permitted to him, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov tells us. Now, although he's a patsua daka, she's not forbidden him because she has kashrus from her mother, but that doesn't make her kedusha to be considered part of the kehila. The other side of the coin of the question was, or maybe actually, when her mother is a Yisraelis, not only does she get kashrus, which makes her valid for kahuna, but she even becomes added sanctity, which makes her part of the kehila of the Jewish people, and therefore then she would be forbidden to a betzua daka, and hence, then she would not be able to eat truma, because that forbidden relation with the betzua daka and her would make her invalid for kahuna, and therefore not be able to eat truma. That was the question that was asked. The Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, we could resolve that, because Ki Asa, Rabbi Acher Bar Chinna Midrayim, when they came from the south, Asa v'aisu must need to be other. They came and they brought the following Braisa, which will resolve the question. The Braisa tells us, Minayin lebetsua daka koin. Where do we know regarding this same case? We have a betsua daka that's a koin, shenosa bas gerim, shemachila betrumam, that he can give her truma to eat. Shnamek says a pasuk in Yirka. It says, "V'koin kiyika nefesh, a coin when they will acquire a soul, kinya kasper in acquisition of his money, begrim, etc. Then yoichel boy, then that wife, which is including kinya kasper, could eat the truma." That's what the Braisa says, even though he's a betzua daka. Now, that the Gemara is leman. According to whom is the Braisa going? Ilam Rabbi Yehuda Amar, but we just illustrated before. She would not be able to eat. So how could this Braisa say, according to him, that she would be able to eat? And Ve'ila Rabbi Yosi, Lomali Kro, why would I need this pasuk as the Braisa expounds it to say that even if it's a betzua daka, that you would be able to eat? But Ha'amar, he says, that she could eat, and you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell you that. It must be that it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which we said there is a valid question according to his opinion. What happens when the mother is Jewish? Is it just kashrus nitaisiv or even kedush nitaisiv, and then should be forbidden because she is part of the kehila and forbidden betzua daka? No, one thing that we see from the Braisa is kashrus nitaisiv, that only kashrus validity gets added to her for kahuna, but not kedusha to be considered part of the kehila, and therefore va'ocha, and therefore we said mamav shach shall be able to eat. No, we have resolved the question of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Isha that in the case of a bas ger, where the mother is Jewish, that then if she's married to a petsua daka kain, during their marriage, he would be able to give her truma to eat. Now the Gemara continues on the theme of the Mishnah regarding cases of when a kain that's married to someone that's invalid. Sidma, we learned that Rav Amar, Rav says, we continue on Talmud Beis, Yesh chuppah lipsulis. There's halachic standing of a chuppah, which is either by the canopy, by the wedding ceremony, or that's the when they yichud room and they take it privately. But either way, that generally the status of nisuin. There's such a halacha for invalid types of unions. For example, if a kohen gadol goes and makes a chuppah, meaning he does nisuin with a widow, then, however, he's not intimate with her. Now, actually, Rashi says over here that that he didn't do kedusha with her yet, only did this chuppah, which is nisuin, which actually Rashi later on makes it sound like that it's even if there was kedusha. But be that as it may, still Rav is saying that just doing chuppah with, let's say, an amanuka and gadol would make her invalid if, let's say, she's a daughter from a family of kahanim, which she was always able to eat in her father's household. Just by making chuppah with her would make her invalid to eat truma anymore. And the reason is, according to Rav, is because chuppah is essentially like nisuin of bia, which, just like bia, would make her a chalala dairaisa, so which would then make her impossible from truma. So chuppah is essentially the same thing. It's that last step before having the bia. Hence, even just doing chuppah would invalidate her from having truma. Whereas the Shmuel Amar says, no, ain chuppah l'besulah, there's no such halacha, because this chuppah essentially has no halachic standing, because we didn't do necessarily even kedushin. So chuppah over here is not like bia, and therefore just doing chuppah is not going to, if a kohen gadol, let's say, does chuppah with almana, would not invalidate her from eating truma. Now, regarding this machlekes Amar Shmuel, he says, but one thing, umaydi li abba, which was a term that Shmuel gave for Rav, because Rav was his elder, and Abba is like a term of teacher and elder. So he says, Rav would agree to me, regarding a girl that's younger than 3 years old, that since there's no halachic criteria of cohabitation for a minor under 3 years old, in other words, bia would not invalidate her from the truma that of her father's household, so ain lo chuppah. So therefore, even if one does a chuppah, let's say, with a woman that's forbidden to the kohen, that chuppah, even though according to Rav, there is chuppah l'psulais, but if she's younger than 3 years old, he would agree that there's no chuppah, since there's not even bia. And the whole point of chuppah is that it's a step closer to bia, almost like bia, but if there's no bia, there's nothing not chuppah. As the Gemara says, Amar Rav, he says, and so too we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, that the cohabitation, although of psul, let's say, to a bas kohen younger than 3, would not invalidate her. And therefore, since there's no bia passling a girl under 3 years old, so most definitely chuppah is not going to passel. As we said, the whole significance of chuppah is only because it's almost like bia, which that everyone agrees would make her passel, let's say, amalekah and gadol, because it's krevel bia. But where there's no significance to the bia, all the more so, for sure, there's not going to be any significance to the chuppah, as we see in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Tells us that regarding a girl that's at least 3 years old and 1 day, so then the following halachas apply to her. Miskadeshes bebia, that there's three ways of doing kedushin, one of them being bia. So a girl that age could already have kedushin with cohabitation. Vimbol el yavam kanef, let's say the yavam does bia with this 3-year-old and 1 day old girl who is from his brother David on the children, he would go ahead and acquire her with yibam. V'chayovin ala mishameshes ish, if she's married to a man, there would be a liability for her as a married woman because she's at the age of bia. Umetames boila. Moreover, let's say she's a nida, she would then transmit tuma to the man that has relations with her, letame, to make the one that has relations with her have the same tuma of mishkav tachtin ke'elyin, where the Gemara Masechtas Nida explains what does it mean tachtin ke'elyin. It means that what's beneath this, what's called boil nida, the one that had relations with this nida, where we're saying that would apply even to a girl of 3 years old in 1 day, would be ke'elyon, meaning like what's on top of a zav, meaning that it makes what a zav carries on top of a marishin, where that would only make food and drink tame. However, it's not exactly like the nida herself. It's not going to be metame adam v'kelam, where the nida herself, whatever's beneath her, actually becomes tamas medris and becomes avatama. The boil nida is that he's metame tachtin ke'elyon, that is only going to make it into rishon, thus to make other things into a sheni, which would only apply to machlan oichlan mashke, not adam mekelam. Another halacha that would apply if she's at least 3 years old is nisus lekoyin oichelus betruma. If she gets married to a kohen, she could eat truma. Ba'ala echad mekala psulim. If one of those people that are invalid, for example, a chalal or a nasin or a mamzer or even Alman l'kohen gadol, which is a relational type of psul, if one of those has relations with this girl who's at least 3 years old, well then pasla, that would invalidate her from the truma of her father's household, because a biya psula makes her into halala, and there is a halacha of cohabitation if she's at least 3 years old. If she's 2, then it's like there was no bia. It doesn't have the same bia on it. As the Gemara tells us, it's only, as the Mishnah there says, at least 3 years and 1 day old, that makes her invalid with bia. But, however, that and therefore, mifsal b'chuppah. So that would also make her possible if a chuppah is done. But as Shmuel was trying to say that Rab would agree, but if she's less than 3 years old, which she would not become possible through Bia, as the Mishnah there seems to indicate, only when she's 3, not younger, so therefore also she would not become invalid from Chuppah, which the whole halach of Yesh Chuppah L'Psul is only because of that it's close to what Bia is, and if there's no Psul in Bia, so there's no Psul in Chuppah, so Shema Minah, that even Rav would agree in such a case, that there would not be Chuppah L'Psulis if she's under 3 years old. Now, we have the opinion of Rav and of Shmuel, if there's Chuppah L'Psulis or not. Now the Gemara actually brings a third opinion, that it's totally in the Machlokes. Amar Rami Bar Chama, he says, if Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis is actually Banur L'Machlokes Reb Meir, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that brings us, he says, according to the Machlokes in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, as the Gemara continues on top of Nechaz Manal. Lira Meir Dama Kedushin Pasli, according to Reb Meir, like he says in our Mishnah, that Kedushin with, let's say, Amon L'Kohen Gadol, that would invalidate the woman from eating Truma, so then Chuppah, even without Kedushin, Nami Pasla would also invalidate, because it's essentially the same thing. Although Kedushin is not a problem, but it's only because of Yemishtam Meres L'Biyah Besula, so Chuppah, that's even closer, very close to Biyah, would also invalidate. Whereas L'Blaz, Reb Shimon Dami Kedushin Loi Pasli, they say that no, that an Almana that's engaged to Kohen Gadol could eat Truma, so Chuppah Nami Loi Pasli, so Chuppah also would not invalidate, and it seems to be that this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is a Machlokes of our Mishnah. Tosfos Gemara says, Umimai, how can you necessarily compare the two? Maybe it's not comparable. Dilma ad kan l'kamer Rameyu Hasa, maybe only over there in our Mishnah the Rameyu say that this forbidden relationship would make her possible meeting Truma. It's Elabit Kedushin. It's talking about that Kedushin was done. Dekanila, because there's a biblical acquisition that happens with Kedushin. Now you're ready one step closer to this Bia Besula, so you're invalid for meeting Truma. Aval Chuppah d'lekanila, but Chuppah, which is not Kaina without either money or a document or Kedushe Bia, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, so just doing a chuppah on its own standing has no significance. So then lie. Maybe over there, even Reb Meir would agree that it actually would not invalidate her from eating truma. And therefore, maybe he would agree that regarding this case that we're discussing of chuppah, would not invalidate her from eating truma. Or inami, or you could even say the other way. Ad kan l'kamer Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Hasam, that by the kedushin of Alman L'Kohen Gadol or Grusha V'Lo L'Kohen Hedjet, that would not make her possible from eating truma. Because Elba Kedushin, that's Tumah by Kedushin, to lay Kravi Labia, that's not close to Bia, especially in the Talmudic times, when they would get engaged, and only 12 months later would they get married, and only then have Bia. Aval Chuppah, the Kravi Labia, but Chuppah, that's right close to Bia, it's the first thing before that there's cohabitation, maybe Hachanami the Apostle, maybe actually they would agree that in this case it would be possible. So how can you say it, Talin this Machalik Sanoim, if we could say that either one would hold either way in this halacha, if there's Chuppah L'Psulis? El Rav, the Gemara says, if you want to say, like Rami Bar Chama wanted to say, it's Beplukta Dehani Tanai. It's actually a different Machlokes Tanai. The Tanai Lina Braisa. Nisu, if they got married to a Kohen, Zu V'Zu, either this one or that one, and what does that mean, this one or that one? Ksheris Upsulis, whether those that are valid for to marry into Kuna, or those that are invalid to marry into Kuna. Or it's talking about a case where they had a Chuppah, but they didn't cohabit yet. Then Eichles Mishaloi, they could eat from his estate. Va'eichles Mishaloi, they could even eat from Truma. Now, the Gemara interrupts this to ask a question. Now, when it says, it sounds like there's two cases. One is talking about when, no matter if it's Pasla or Kasha getting married to the Kohen, another one's talking about when there was Chuppah but no cohabitation. So the Gemara asks, Nichnesu, sounds like from the second case of that when there was only Chuppah, that, but there was no Bia. Mechlal de Nisu, it sounds like that the first case of marriage was Nisu Mamish. It was talking about literally marriage. In other words, that there was Bia, because that obviously is not what the second case is talking about when there's only Chuppah, Nisuim, but no Bia. Now, how can you say that? Bia with those that are Pasal, is there anyone that says that she could continue eating Truma from her father's household? She becomes a Chalala with a Bia Psula. Say Allah, rather, the Gemara says it's actually one big case. And when it talks about Nechnesu L'Chuppah, it's coming to explain the case of Nisu. What does it mean, Nisu, Zu, Bezu, Ksheres, Psulas? It means, Kegoin, She Nechnesu L'Chuppah, V'lay Nivlo. meaning, of course, if they had bia, she would be out of the picture of eating truma. But it means to say that if there was only chuppa and not bia. Now, uktani, and the Brisa tells us, oichlis mishaloi v'oichlis b'truma. She eats from his estate, and moreover, she eats from his truma, which obviously the Tanna Kamma holds that chuppa would not invalidate, because here we have bia psula, and there was only chuppa and not bia, and we see that she could continue eating truma. Whereas the one who argues, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ezra b'Yechmi Reikoimer, he says that no, kol shebiyasa machilasa, wherever it would be that his cohabitation with her would have her eating truma, well then chuppasa machilasa, then the chuppa would have her eat. However, kol shein biyasa machilasa, wherever his bia would not have her eat, for example, in the case of where it's someone that's puzzled to him, well then ein chuppasa machilasa, then his chuppa with her would not have her eat. In other words, where she's a non-Kayin's daughter, Bas Yisrael. Rashi explains that we're talking about, according to the Mishnah Achreina, mentioned in the Mishnah Masechet Ksubos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, where the later Bezdin said that a woman doesn't eat from Truma until she actually has Chuppah, not after, let's say, a period of 12 months. Now, there Rabbi Shmuel says that a Chuppah Psula would not have her eat, just like we would say by Bia, just like a Bia Psula would not have her eat, so too Chuppah Psula would not have her eat. Now, but one thing that the Gemara wants to show is that there's a comparison, there's an equation between chuppah and bia with cohabitation. Now, meaning just like bia would passel, so chuppah would passel. Now, the inference is that if she's a bas kayin, that the chuppah would actually invalidate her, like the bia would invalidate her. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about what permits you to eat. That is, just like bia would permit you, so chuppah would permit you. If bia would not permit you, so chuppah would not. But the Gemara wants to take it a step further and say that what he's arguing on the Tanna Kamma is saying that not only regarding permission, but regarding invalidation is the same. Whatever B would invalidate, so the Chuppah already would invalidate. And therefore you see, according to him, that yesh Chuppah lipsulais, that the Chuppah would invalidate already just by having Chuppah. So the Gemara says, Bimai, who said you can make such a comparison? Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish Rabbi Yechmin Bereka, Kremeir Svirle. Maybe he's actually going according to the opinion of Remeir. The Amma that he says that from Kiddushin loy achla, it's not the chuppah that's pesulais. Maybe chuppah no one holds would invalidate. The only reason why Bishmol argues and says that she cannot eat is because it's like Reb Meir says, where you mishtameris labi psula, so therefore already from the Kiddushin already it is that he held that you can't eat. But no one necessarily says that the chuppah would on its own without a Kiddushin would invalidate. To which the Gemara answers, what do you mean? Hi, then kol she'ein biyasa machilasa, ein chuppasa machilasa. This that the Braisa says, that Rabbi Shmuel had said that wherever the bee wouldn't feed, so the chuppah doesn't feed. But based on your interpretation, kol she'ein biyasa machilasa, ein kaspa machilasa mebailei. If you tell me Rabbi Shmuel is not because of yesh chuppah lepsulais, but rather because he's going like Rimei, that the kedushin makes her invalid, so why say it with the words chuppah? Say it in the words of kesef, of money, which would be reference to Kedushin, which would then show us clearly what his opinion really is, like Reb Meir, that wherever the bia wouldn't have her eat, which is bia psulais, then even the Kedushin doesn't have her eat, which that's Reb Meir's halacha, because once you have Kedushin the psulais, that mishtameris la bia psula, that invalidates you, but not the chuppah. I think Mar says you're right, but dilma aidi the amr tanna kamma chuppah, maybe, since the tanna kamma had to say the reference of chuppah, because that was their chiddush that once you reach the status of chuppah, that itself gets you to eat, because although we're going like the Mishnah Achreina, that there's no eating during the times of Kedushin. Only once you have chuppah can you eat truma. So that was their chiddush, that once you reach that state of chuppah, then you could eat. So maybe therefore that's also when Rabbi Shmuel said with the term of chuppah, and however therefore it's not a raya, it could be really he invalidates it already from Kedushin, because he's going like Reb Meir, and the reason why he says chuppah is to keep the uniformity of the Tanna Kamma, who that was their whole chiddush, that by chuppah you would already eat, but however we don't have any raya that did, like Rami Bachama, who wanted to say it's a machalik sanoim, we don't see necessarily a machalik sanoim in this regard, because maybe according to Tanna Kamma, chuppah would not invalidate, but we do not see that Rishmo would hold that the chuppah would invalidate. It could be that he's going on like Reb Meir, that as we said, that Kedushin maybe is different than chuppah, and that's because Kedushin is actual kinyan, but the chuppah psula, where there's no actual kinyan, maybe over there he would agree that there would not be chuppah lipsulis.